In addition to the Dow Industrials being down, the broader Standard & Poor's index of 500 stocks fell 6% to 897. That's the lowest close on the S&P since April 2003. The slump in equity prices was global, as the market index in London was off 4.5% and Tokyo was down nearly 7%. In Latin America, markets were unsettled by a move by Argentina's government to nationalize the privately run pension funds. The Buenos Aires stock index was off 10%, while Chile's index was off 6% and Brazil's 10%. The weakness in the U.S. economy was reflected in a 70% jump in home foreclosures in the third quarter. Data from RealtyTrack.com says 750,000 homes received foreclosure notices in the July to September period. About 3 million homes are expected to be in foreclosure for the year. Mark Zandi, chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com, says the deepening U.S. recession already is impacting 28 of the 50 U.S. states, making it problematic for workers to move from a depressed area to one where conditions are better.
People can't move. They don't know where to go. In the last recession, California got creamed and everyone moved to Vegas or Phoenix or Seattle. But this go around, it's not clear where you go except for maybe Texas.
Oil was down again Wednesday, falling $5 to under $67 a barrel. Oil has fallen by 50% in just 3 months. Gold lost $35 to $733 an ounce. The dollar continued to rally and closed at $1.28 2/3 against the euro, while the British pound fell to a 5-year low of $1.63 1/3. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.